Gateway News. I'm Tommy McNeil. With the status of approximately 2,000 foreign IS fighters being kept in a state of limbo, U.S. counterterrorism officials say they are increasingly worried the collapsed group in Syria will find their way back to the battlefield. For months, U.S. officials at the State Department and the Pentagon urged countries, especially those who joined the coalition to defeat IS, to repatriate and prosecute their citizens or residents who left to fight for the self-declared caliphate. But those pleas have largely gone nowhere, as European countries especially have raised concerns, arguing their legal systems will not allow for the successful prosecution of IS fighters whose alleged crimes were committed thousands of kilometers away. U.S. President Donald Trump has rejected China's claim that U.S. and China have agreed to roll back some of the tariffs each side imposed on the other's goods during their ongoing trade dispute. Speaking outside the White House, the president said China would like to have a rollback in tariffs, but he has not agreed.
Well, we're getting along very well with China. They want to make a deal. Frankly, they want to make a deal a lot more than I do.
And China's Commerce Ministry said Thursday the world's two largest economies had agreed to roll back some of their tariffs each side imposed on the other's goods during their trade war. Hong Kong protesters continue on another 24th straight weekend of pro-democracy rallies, including inside shopping malls across the Chinese-ruled city. And on Sunday, some of the which have started peacefully, protesters have also called for a general strike on Monday and for people to block public transport. The weekend started with a rally on Saturday, marking the 30th anniversary of the fall of Berlin Wall, and a support martyrs assembly, both of which are unlikely to turn to protesters' demands for universal suffrage for the former British colony. Friday night, police clashed with protesters angered over the death of a student who fell in a parking garage as police were dispersing a demonstration. This is VOA News. Two government officials have given impeachment investigators vivid recaps of the Trump administration's efforts to push Ukraine and to investigating Democrats and Joe Biden, former vice president. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani.
The latest transcripts from closed-door meetings feature vivid testimony from Lieutenant Colonel Alexander Vindman and former Trump Russia advisor Fiona Hill. Both express concerns about administration efforts to push Ukraine into investigating Joe Biden and Democrats. They're describing one meeting where Ambassador Gordon Sondland told Ukrainians they'd need to launch the investigations if they wanted a meeting with President Trump. Vindman says the rough transcript of the president's July call with Ukraine's president at the heart of the impeachment probe was edited to remove a reference of the energy company with ties to Hunter Biden. This morning, the president dismissed the testimony so far, saying he's seen nothing that hurts him.
I'm not concerned about anything. The testimony has all been fine.
Sagar Magani at the White House.
Facebook says it's deleting any post that names the person rumored to be the whistleblower that sparked the Ukraine investigation. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn.
A man who is presumed to be the whistleblower, who's been outed by the conservative Breitbart news site and others, was being named on Facebook, but the social media network is deleting those posts, saying they violate its policy against material that could identify a witness, informant, or an activist. But Facebook says it will revisit the decision to take down the person's name if it becomes more widely published. Twitter is allowing the name to be spread among users. The White House, while calling for the person to be outed, has refrained from releasing his name. I'm Jackie Quinn.
People in Paradise, California pause to remember 1 year after the most devastating wildfire in the state's history and after it mostly destroyed the town. The AP's Ed Donahue has details.
The pause lasted 85 seconds, 1 second for each person who was killed. Artist Jesse Mercer says the fire has been devastating.
It's so quiet here. I miss hearing garage doors open and kids playing and cars.
But Mercer says Paradise is rebuilding.
And I hear noise. And today I hear a roar.
9 homes have been rebuilt so far. Many more building permits are being approved. And local traditions like Johnny Appleseed Days go on to encourage people to come back to paradise. I'm Ed Donahue.
Find more at voanews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
Hello, everyone. Happy weekend and welcome to Music Time in Africa. I'm Heather Maxwell. I've got an exciting show for you today with a fantastic playlist of Pan-African music. And we are blessed to have not one, but two very special guest artists with us right here in the studio. Tanzanian Afropop sensation Rayvanny is here.
Hi.
Wow. And joining us shortly, American jazz clarinet maestro, Grammy Award winner Oran Etkin. Kwame Ofori is also here.
Hey, hey, hey.
Yeah, he's here throughout the hour. So we are in good company today right here in Studio 13 behind the mics. I'm also very excited to present a feature interview with a musical couple from Harare, Zimbabwe. That's Jacob Mafuleni and Martha Tom. I visited their home in Harare, which they've transformed into the Tsoro Arts Center and opened it up to the neighborhood youth. This is truly an inspiring story, and you'll get a beautiful dose of marimba and mbira live music, too. Now, AFCON 2019 is still going strong in Egypt, and as I've done since the games took off June 21st, I've got two more unofficial music anthems of some of the competing teams, this time from Nigeria and Madagascar. My deep dive into the Music Time in Africa archives takes us to popular dance music from 1970 Sudan. There's also great tunes from Mali, Cote d'Ivoire, Kenya, U.S., and Hausa Land, Nigeria. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the music. Rayvanny.
Yeah?
This first song.
Yeah?
We're starting out with, it's in the spirit of okay. Africa Cup of Nations.
Okay.
Are you into Africa Cup of Nations?
Me?
Yeah, you.
Never.
Anyway, you're going to be, because this song is great. It's Naira Marley featuring Olamide and Little Kesh. It's called...
It's a Go!
What is this magic? I need that magic.
This is a go. How much you want better? This is a go. Bado pass it, but this is a go. Away match is a go. Refitika is a go. For what? Bewole is a go. So what if it's penalty? Is a go. Go. Ibo Pekam is a go. Cashels is a go. YBNA is a go. Nigeria is a go. Okadimons is a go. Imaka is a go. Besenuja is a go. Pa enemy Tobabe is a go. Is a go, Shaku Shaku is a go, Loju Titi is a go, Palonue is a go, Tembotus is a go, Jilao is a go, Skibo Bobo is a go, Skibaraba is a go,
Oya Bevestia is a go, Sangalo is a go, Shanoale is a go, Escobar is a go, Toros is a go, Neramali is a go, Olosho is a go.
Yeah, all right. Hello, everybody. This is Heather Maxwell. You're at the top of Music Time in Africa. That was Naira Marley starting us out with Issa Goal, featuring Olamide and Lil Cash. So, I've got Rayvanny in the house. How are you doing, Rayvanny?
I'm good. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. Kwame, are you excited?
I'm very, very excited to have him in the studio
yes.
today.
Yeah, thanks a lot, guys.
Well, so, now you're from Tanzania.
Yeah.
Where exactly?
Mbeya.
Mbeya.
Yeah.
And
one
did you
place
grow,
called Mbeya.
Did you grow up there?
Now yeah, since I finished my high school, then I traveled to Dar es Salaam.
And that's where you are now?
Yeah.
Yeah, because that's where it all happens. Huh?
Yes.
Yeah.
Everything.
Now, what is your full name?
My full name is Raymond Shaban Mwakyusa.
That's nice.
In my tribe, like, every name has to start with Mwa. If you're a Nyakyusa, they named you like Moi
Maxwell.
Oh yeah,
I like that. Moi Maxwell.
Oh yeah,
that's cool. And Moi Kwame. All right, so let's talk a little bit more about you.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, you were born August 22nd, 1993.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
How did you know?
In case you forgot.
How did you know?
And your first big break came with Kwetu back in 2016.
You know everything.
Oh my gosh. Well, let's listen to a bit of that and then we'll come back.
Okay.
Nasema ukweli mami, kisa na kupenda sana kisura. Unasema wanipenda, ila maisha yangu maseke, michicha milenda. Domenyo yangu na ya kuku mateke, ya nichenga. Kila siku kilio salini micheke, sinatenda. Ugali buguru ni mboga temeke, na furahi.
So, Ravani, what are you singing in that song? What are you singing?
The idea of the song called Kwetu. Kwetu means home. Mm. So it was like a, I'm talking about the real situation that I have back in the days, you know.
Was it tough?
Yes. Like, I'm talking to the girl from the rich family, and I'm a broke guy. So she's my girlfriend. But all those days I've been hiding her, like, my real life. So on Kwetu song, I was like, you know, telling her, like, yo, listen, I'm from poor family. I don't have money. She was complaining, like, why you don't take me to your house? Why you don't take, why you don't want to show me your, you know, like, where you from? Like, you got my point. Mm-hmm. So I was telling her, like, yo, listen, you want to know the real me, like, where I'm from, like, my real life? Okay, let's go home. So Kwetu means home. So I'm explaining to her, like, you know, okay, when you get home, be careful. There is robber, you know, bad house, you know. If it's raining, the house is going to turn to be a boat because, you know, it's gonna, you got my point. So,
okay, that's interesting.
Like, so, like, yo, I don't have bed. I don't have a good place to sleep. And when you get home, you know, Muslims are used to fast, you know? So I was talking to her, like, when you get home, you're going to be, like, fasting because you're going to eat late. So that's my life. You got my point. So that was the meaning of this song.
Kwetu.
Yes, Kwetu.
Mtani kwetu weka eka, ukienda sokoni kariri vichochoro.
Right, we're listening to Kwetu. Revani is in the house sitting right next to us with Kwame too. You have a question for him?
Yes, so Revani, moving from Kwetu, which is your home in Mbeere, to Dar es Salaam, being signed under, you know, Wasafi label.
Yeah.
How did the song Kwetu happen?
How did your big break happen?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, first of all, I'm supposed to drop another song, not that. I have my song called Mbeleko. It's a love song.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So, when I was recording the first song called Mbeleko, you know, everybody in Wasafi was like, yo, this song, this is a jam, we need to drop it. But Diamond told me, like, listen, you can find something different. Maybe you can just do anything else. You don't know what's going to happen. Then I decided to write Kwetu. Mm-hmm. So after writing Kwetu, everybody was like, okay, let's drop this one because the idea and everything is...
And it came from the heart, too,
oh,
right?
Oh, yeah, oh, yeah.
It was your real experience.
Yes.
And working with Diamond and he inspiring you, how has that been? 3 years working under Wasafi?
Yeah, he's like my brother, like family, mm-hmm. you know, yeah.
You guys are often performing together.
Yes.
In fact,
and
this...
We have, like, me and Diamond, we have, like, six songs together.
Oh, wow.
Yes.
Yeah, they're all great.
Oh,
and
yeah.
And the more...
We make
the,
it, like, the, hits every
yes,
day.
You do. And the newer videos... The colors are beautiful.
Yes.
The videos
Tetema,
are
Tetema, right?
Love it, yes.
Yes.
And Tetema. I love that. Let's listen to Tetema.
Tetema, yani kama umepigwa shot. Tetema, ipe miganisho ya robot. Tetema, ukutani hadi kwenye coach. Tetema, kwenye giza mama shika touch. Kataka kama noga, oh mama. Nakapandizi za buko, oh mama. Nakapandisha boda boda, oh mama. Nakichoka kuchumumbo, oh
shigidi, ah, nakufa, hoi, wikidi, ah, ay, mama, shigidi, konki, fire, moto, liquidi.
Aya tuende tetema, oh, mama tetema, tipo tipo tetema, oh, mama tetema. Aya tuende tetema, oh, mama tetema, shuka chini tetema, oh, mama tetema. Aya tuende tetema, oh, mama tetema, tipo tipo tetema, oh, mama tetema. Aya tuende tetema, oh, mama tetema, shuka chini tetema, oh, mama tetema.
Yani kama vile generator
tetema,
kama mwizi kakupiga ngeta
tetema,
mwendo wa kutunga kupepeta
tetema,
chini nikipuliza tarumbeta
saboza doza keza shogoroza
kufa chali kama mende Maria
Rose poza tungiline goza
twende ni kupige nyembe
okay.
You make my mind go kolo 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 ukinuna tunie toro toro. Sani pesa digi digi,
washa.
You know ya digi gigi,
washa.
Funga kipindo mkwiji kwiji,
washa.
Ni kunyonge kazigi zigi, tete.
Oh mama tetema,
tipo tipo tetema.
Oh mama tetema, aya tuende tetema.
Oh mama tetema,
shuka chini tetema.
Oh mama tetema,
aya tuende tetema.
Oh mama tetema,
tipo tipo tetema.
Oh mama tetema,
aya tuende tetema.
Oh mama tetema,
shuka chini tetema.
Oh mama tetema.
All right, man, that is great.
Oh, yeah.
Love that song. So what does tetema mean?
Tetema means vibrate.
So, okay. So vibrate your body. Yeah,
vibrate.
Vibrate.
That's it.
Feel the vibe.
Thanks
vibe it.
Oh, yeah. Video.
So,
awesome.
Yeah. Thanks a lot.
It's wonderful. We love it. So, Revani, I know you got to go. Tell me real quick, what are you doing in the States right now? You on tour?
Yes. I was here for Essence Festival in New Orleans. So, we did it. So, now I'm here in Washington. I have a show.
Yeah.
On 13.
All
yes.
Right. And then what can we look forward to? The next new thing from
yeah,
Revani?
Yeah, today I dropped the new song.
Ah.
It's out already.
What's it called?
Girlfriend.
Okay.
Ooh, we're going to get a copy of that.
Oh, yeah, Girlfriend.
We're gonna
I have it right now.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay, we're listening to it.
Oh, yeah?
Mm-hmm. Revani, thank you so much.
Thanks a lot. Thanks for having me.
Yeah.
Yeah, you guys are awesome. God bless you.
Thanks.
Hi, good friends. This is Ben Zabo from Mali. You're listening to Music Time in Africa.
All right, do you all remember a few months ago, Kwame and I featured a tune called Good Time by Justo? Well, Justo, who is an American rapper, actually, but has adopted Kenya and Swahili culture kind of to the core, has just come up with a new remix of Good Time. And he has done it with a guy named Nonini. Apparently, Nonini has acted as a mentor to Justo. So they're really happy to collaborate on this new hot remix of Good Time.
Everybody shake the pants, yeah. Everybody having fun, yeah. Hey now ladies, find a man, yeah. Find a man, yeah. Shake your pants, yeah. Everybody wanna dance like a dancer. Good time is the answer. Come on out, move your feet a little faster. Watch a wasi wasi, ati taki taki. Hiyo beat imeiva moto kama basi. Unajua ya, tunafanya rounds. Unajua ya, cheza chini down. Wachafala taka taka, tunalipa na madala. Inaitwa gwala gwala, maze yoma guys are ballers. Tunacheza for the game, we not in it for the fame. Izo vitu wanafanya na matako ni isi.
Ni moshi, si tunafurai Hakuna kujidai, wese tumangwai Tunapiga party mbaka watu wanazirai Ukiitwa kandeti, unakuja peke yako Wachana na beti, wachana na mabeste zako Napenda demdik, sabu miti ni dawa Kuchubamba good time, ha, kama kao Party ni hare, keroro ni maje Dem ni manze, na pesa ni maganje Mzungu ni mlame, mgenge ni kame Tunakula good time, hakuna kwenda wrong, yeah
Good time. Stop wasting good time.
All right, yes, that was Good Time Remix by Justo and Nonini. Next tune, we're going to slow it down and take it to Hausaland, Nigeria, with this song. This is by one of Nigeria's most popular Hausa singers, Aminu Ala. And the song is Wakar Hatakan Africa. He's saying, hey, Africans, all of us, all African nations, unite.
Idan haradai ba manta ba kuna bi na ba ku kauce ba a cikin rukunai da muke duba mun kwana ana uku ba wai ba dan tashi na hudu da kankan ba Algeria yan uda jibun goshiya sun san irin ja'ai da fatan shi turawan mulki sun tashi wuta duka ta mutu sai gashi Dandela muta aru mu gaishe shi Allah ya Allah hada kan mu ma afirin ka so juna mu gusa mu ga ma ashal burgi ba mai himma bai iya warge ba ya san ayan ce to ba yau ba tunese ya ne sun ci gaba da aiki da aman sun saba mu gusa mu ga dan ular nan Libya Oran rune na Italia sarki mai kyakkyawar niya komai aka ce masa zashi ya domin ko ba a shi abun kunya Allah ya Allah hada kan mu afirin ka so juna mu bi za dan mu ziyarci masarra tare su jamalla abdul nasira ya dawo mulki kai babu na tirra Komaya aka ce marza shida da waya ka ji an ce ya wahalar mu shige jirgi mu ga Sudaniya sun dau mulki fanni fanni Ibrahim mai aiki da saniya mun samu abokai ihwaniya da mun yi cikin tsohon gari da sahara za mu bi sai chadiya san dawa yancin su gunin dadi bagar mi abokai na nishadiya tambal bai na bisa kan sirdiya mutumin kirki ba ya fadi mu biya ta Kano mu ce Naija san dawo mulki kai ba wani ja inja dan sun kawo hujja dan jor mutun ne mai daraja Amana aboki afuaja Allah ya Allah hada kan mu afirin ka so juna daga nan mu ziyarce chafa bolta su ma can duka sun yayanta Musa wa yau sun sabunta Morris mai san asa da zumunta yame gwada ba a shiga labaita a waga adugu jirigi za mu shiga Moche father abujan maga ga huhuye bonyi na yanga dan ko baya da abun tsarga a kasar rasa da ba a wasu yau targa Allah ya Allah hada kan mu afirin ka so juna ku mu hawo mota amuce maliya sun dawo yanci babu jidali yanzu sun ta ashi bidar jalliya ga mu odubo kai ta na maliya wani kekkyawa mai kyan haliya mu haya jirgin sama sai kamar ruwa su ma ya ne a hararo mani yan mata ne a cikin hairuwa ga ahe jonan ba alfaharuwa kuma ga ihsa ani ba sharuwa daga nan jirgin ya dirka kowa sai san ta afirka musassafo mu ga mulkin nan na da didda kowa a kasar su da kansu suke iko ba ka jin da wanne so ko daga nan ne zan butsun kogiya mai ban kwana adam tambangiya sai ban zabille mu ga no dangiya sun ta kura sun balle kangiya
Yes, that was Wakar Hatakan Africa by Aminu Ala.
Music Time in Africa. Tune in to your local radio station Fridays at 900 and Saturdays and Sundays at 900, 15, 20 and 2200 Universal Time. That's What's Up.
I'm Heather Maxwell, and our next guest has just popped in the studio. Hey, Oran.
Hey.
How are you?
Great. Great to be here. Thanks so much for having me.
Yeah, super. So, Oran, this next song we're going to listen to right away, Yekeke, which features prominent Malian musicians, but you're playing clarinet.
Yeah, exactly. Yep.
So, everybody, this is new, probably for most African listeners.
Yes.
Clarinet. Oran is he's working with these musicians, and they're performing together. In this song, Yekeke. Okay, so you're listening to just a little bit of Yekeke, and this was you on the clarinet. Not singing.
No, that's not me singing, no.
So normally, you know, we have African musical guests on the show, but you're different. Mm-hmm. You're an American, born in Israel.
Born in Israel, exactly.
But have grown up in New York City.
Yeah, I moved to Boston when I was 4, and then I moved to New York in 2002.
Oh, okay, so Boston, New York. And you're a clarinetist, and you worked, but you work and continue to work with African musicians. So my first question for you is, what draws you to Africa?
Well, for me, the music feels so like home to me. You know, I mean, first of all, I grew up playing jazz here when I moved to America. And when I started playing African music, I was 19 years old. I went to Mali and spent a lot of time there and working with them. And it feels so familiar to me. All the roots of American music are in Africa.
You went to Mali when you were 19?
Yeah, yep. I went with Joe Kamara.
And that's when you recorded the song Gratitude?
No.
Or Yeke Yeke?
That's when I started getting into this music. And with Joe Kamara, Mohamed Sidi Kamara, he's a great percussionist who lives in Boston. He took me there, and I lived with his family and played with Tumani Jabate and Habib Koite and stuff there.
All the greats.
Yeah.
Well, let's listen to this live recording that you did then in 2009, and this one is Gratitude. I'm obsessed with this song. This is a live studio recording of Gratitude, and then we'll talk about it a little bit during the song.
Absolutely.
Okay, so let's take a listen. Okay, so Kwame, this is pretty awesome.
I felt that.
And this is a live recording. That's the beauty of jazz, partly, is some of the best recordings are live.
Yeah, exactly.
So who all is on this recording?
So it's Lina Lueke, who's a good friend of mine, and we've been playing together since 2002.
And he's playing guitar. Like, it sounds like a Kamel Ngoni.
Yeah. He's putting some paper inside his guitar to give it that buzz.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. That's a new one.
And so he's, you know, he's from Benin, and he's very inspired by the traditional instruments.
And it almost sounds like you guys did a lot of experimentation with sound, because the clarinet over Malian music, you don't hear it often. So what came into your head to, like, go that, you know, take that route?
Yeah, you know, I feel, in a way, I'm lucky that there is not much clarinet or wind instruments in that. So, you know, if I were playing guitar, I'd have so much to draw on.
Yes.
But as a clarinet, I don't. So what ends up happening is, at first, I was working a lot with Joe Kamara, the djembe player, and so I started trying to play like a djembe rhythmically. And then I was playing with Bala Tunkara, a great kora player, and then I started playing like a kora player. And then I was trying to emulate the sound of the griot singing. So throughout the clarinet, I get to I get to experiment by emulating all these different sounds, and then what ends up happening is I develop my own
sound.
Yeah, that's totally different. Yeah.
Let's listen to some more. On bass?
Joe Sanders.
Joe Sanders.
Yeah, he's a great bass player.
Wow. And what is the composition?
So this is a tune I wrote called Gratitude,
which
for me is the most fundamental emotion. If you have gratitude, that sets you straight for life, I think, you know?
That's beautiful. Let's listen to the rest of this. Okay, so that's Gratitude. It's beautiful. That was recorded in 2009,
I believe. Yeah, right when the album Kelenya came out.
Kelenya,
and
right.
Makan Kuyate is playing percussion.
Percussion,
on
there. Okay.
Yeah.
So tell me real quick about your Grammys. You know, we're always fascinated by Grammy Award winners. You're a composer, too, as well, and an educator.
The one that won was in 2012. There was also one that was nominated in 2011 that didn't win, but it got nominated. Mm-hmm. I was working with some producers. We made compilations to benefit charities.
Wow.
So a few artists came together. We all donated our music. And I wrote some pieces specifically for that project. The one that won was all about bullies, big and small. So it was kind of a way to raise awareness about bullying and kind of combat that issue.
That's amazing.
Yep.
Congratulations.
Thanks.
Yeah. I hope you'll win some more.
Yeah, I hope so too.
And speaking of that, the future, you told me recently that you were in Zimbabwe.
Yes.
Yeah. And you actually sent me a clip of you playing your clarinet with an mbira player. And it's amazing. So I want us to listen to that live recording.
Wonderful. Yeah.
And let's just take a listen to this. He's just sitting on a, you know, in the grass on a chair with an mbira player.
Chill.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll hear about this story after.
Yeah.
So I'm listening to the singer and then your clarinet, and it sounds like you're on the same melody.
Mm-hmm.
So did you know this melody beforehand, or were you just listening to each other as you were playing?
I first heard this melody a few days before, which was the day after I arrived in Zimbabwe. There was an all-night ceremony, like 14 hours long. Till the sun rose, and then we kept on playing, you know.
So you played clarinet with everybody else during the ceremony?
Yeah, around hour seven, they said, why don't you grab your horn?
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah. And, you know, it's a spiritual tradition.
Yes.
You know, the ancestors speak through people through that, you know. So I came there, and I basically had a week off between my shows in France and my shows in Zimbabwe. And I wasn't going to come back home for that week, so I decided to go and live with the, at first with the Chigamba family, and then with Musukiwa Chingoza.
And that's who you're playing with.
Exactly,
here.
Yeah.
So do you have any project in the future with this group, like to do a recording?
Yeah, so we made a full recording. It was kind of a spur of the moment thing. After this week of working together, I said, why don't you guys play on my record? And then we made a recording. So we made a full recording. There's two ways that's going to come out. First of all, August 30th, I'm putting out an album for children that has tunes from different places in the world where I've been. So two tunes from Zimbabwe, a tune from Czech Republic with gypsy musicians, Roma musicians, a tune from China, a tune from Turkey, and video from all these places. So that'll come
out
for children.
Okay.
And then starting in January, I'm going to put out a similar project for adults where each month I put out a different single and a different video from different places that I was.
All right, so. That's fantastic. So for you listeners that don't know Oran, most of you probably don't, don't forget his name. It's O-R-A-N-E-T-K-I-N, right?
Exactly.
All right, well, we got to move on. But Oran, will you stay with us and listen to some more music?
Absolutely, I'd love to.
Okay, all right. So why don't you then introduce this next song? It's from Mali.
That's right,
yeah,
from Mali.
So,
yep.
So here's the info right here.
Here's the song Deli.
Yep.
And it's by Nahawa Dumbia.
Uh-huh.
And the song comes off her 1993 album, Mangoni.
So that was Deli by Nahawa Dumbia from Mali. She's from the southern part of Mali. Beautiful singer. I've met her before.
Yeah.
Did you know Nahawa Dumbia's music?
I've heard the music, but I haven't ever met her.
Yeah, nice, huh?
Yeah, it's beautiful.
So I'm talking to Oran Etkin, our second guest, who's just hanging out with us now because he's cool like that. Uh-huh. He's got a little time.
Yeah.
And Kwame's here with me. But
we
are going to go next to Ngomi. This is a new Tikenja Fakoli song. He's Ivoirian, but he lives in Mali. Let's just check it out. He's the African reggae king.
Ils ont raison, je suis avec le peuple. Et d'autres pensent que je suis arrogant. Ils ont raison, le peuple est mon roi. Ils ont raison, je préfère le peuple. Certains disent que Fakoli c'était. Ils ont raison, je parle pour le peuple. Et d'autres disent que je suis un rasta. Ils ont raison, Dja est mon roi.
Yeah, that was Tikenja Fakoli, Kwame.
Hey.
You like that?
This is proof that no matter the language, once you have a reggae groove, you have good music.
Mm-hmm. Well, we are going to South Africa now to a different kind of music. This is Mamelani by Nak Music. Everybody, this is Heather Maxwell. That was Mamelani from South Africa. And I am honored to be sitting in between Oron Etkin. You still here?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Very much here.
And Kwame Ofori.
Hey, hey, hey.
They're just here hanging out. We're vibing to the music with you guys. Hope you're having a good time. So now, though, it's time to continue our good time, but in a different place. This is Harare, Zimbabwe with Jacob and Martha.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know this place.
Oh, yeah.
We are going to play the instrument, the Zimbabwean instrument called mbira. We use this instrument to communicate with our God, which we call Musikavano. We play using our thumbs. See, this is our residential place, but we had to turn it to be an art center because we wanted to teach our community what we do, what we know about Zimbabwean culture, Zimbabwean music. So, yeah, we just decided to turn it into an art center.
We have girls who are interested to learn how to play marimba, mbira, dance, and they really love it. They appreciate, and we are teaching them for free.
You know, this thing is now like growing. We didn't think it's gonna grow like what it is right now.
But how many students do you have?
We have 23 kids, totally all in all. And then we have ages between 6 and 11. And then we have a teenager group, which is between 14 and 17. Mm-hmm. And then we also have a women's band, women, all women.
Are you in a women's band?
Of course, yes.
Inspired me to make these instruments here. That was after our tour in 2008 when we toured USA with a mbira outfit. And you know, when I get when we get there, I was surprised to see a lot of Americans playing marimba and mbiras, and that was a shock to me. Like there is a lot of groups who are doing Zimbabwean music in the States. So when I came back here, I was like, you know what? At the end, you're gonna buy these mbiras coming from the States, or buying these marimbas coming from the States. I need to do something for the community. I need to do something so that this type of music keeps growing,
keeps existing here in Zimbabwe. So that's when I started to think of making marimbas and mbiras at a higher level.
This is Music Time in Africa. All right, so that was Jacob and Martha from Harare, Zimbabwe. Hey, everybody, hope you're doing well. Time just for a couple more tunes. And this next tune is Mashaina, and it's by an artist from Sudan named Bashir Abbas. Now, this song comes from our Music Time in Africa archives. It was actually recorded on his album back in the 1970s. So this is what an Afropop orchestra sounded like in 1970 Sudan. You just heard Mashaina, and that was a sample of a 1970s broadcast of Music Time in Africa way back in the day. You can access all of those shows, those were Leo Sarkeesian's old radio shows, online now. You just go to mtia.sites.uofmhosting.net. Just click listen, and you are good to go.
Hello world, my name is Wiala, the Lioness of Africa, and you are listening to Music Time in Africa with Heta Maxwell. Keep it locked.
The last song of the day, peeps. It is another song dedicated to AFCON 2019. I have Oran here and Kwame here. You guys, Here's a question. Mm-hmm. Do you know who is the most surprising team right now that is winning that no one thought was going to win?
What Madagascar?
Country? Yes! And this is one of Madagascar's unofficial theme songs. It's motivating all the players and all the Madagascans. Let's go. It's called Hiverna. From Madagascar. It is time to say goodbye, darlings. Thank you so much for joining me today. I hope you enjoyed the show. Thank you also to our special guests, Rayvanny from Tanzania, who already had to leave the studio, and also to Oran Etkin, who's right here beside me.
Thank you.
Thanks so much for coming in.
Thank you. I'm really excited to be here.
Thanks. And also to Kwame Ofori.
Hey, Mr. Asante here for you now.
Now and for always. And to Jacob Mufaleni and Martha Tom from the Tsoro Arts Center in Zimbabwe. So on our FM stations, as you know, we're live Saturday and Sunday at 15:05 and 20:05 Universal Time. And we're also on shortwave radio Friday at 09:05 UTC. And again, Saturdays and Sundays at 09:05, 15:05, 20:05, and 22:05 Universal Time. Finally, you can always find us online anytime at voanews.com. Just search for me, Heather Maxwell, or Music Time in Africa. Until then, stay blessed, Africa, and stay beautiful.